You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming to us from a different location other than Orthiputi. They have been in Orthiputi since 2022, but they've recently left as they've got bigger and better plans. They have been a fixture of the music scene here, especially when it comes to the student scene. They've just released a new track called Late Day Sun. We have Becca Caffin joining us from Hamilton, I believe Hamilton, correct?
Yes.
Hello. Hey, man, how is it going up there?
Good. It's really warm,
mm-hmm.
Which is not what I'm used to.
What did you feel emotionally when you started leaving Dunedin and you started arriving in Hamilton?
Well, there was like 3 days between that. It's a big shift driving the whole way. But leaving Dunedin, I mean, I cried as I left Dunedin, of course. I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried as it, no, I didn't. I love Hamilton.
And I cried entering Hamilton because
yeah. No, it's nice to be home with my family. That's what I try and remember
about Hamilton. And with Martin as well.
And with Martin, the cat.
Martin the cat.
Yes.
He was very, very sleepy, it seems.
Yeah, he loves to sleep. He also loves to put all his fur on things you don't want it on.
Yeah, like I love that about cats, eh? It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you put the jersey that's covered in cat hair through the wash, can't get rid of it. I can get rid of it. It's cooked. What was I going to say? Scheisse. Oh, yeah. This is kind of a revealing question. But did you listen to those two tracks I sent you quite a while ago? I'm calling you out on air right now.
No, I did not. No, I did.
This is your reminder. Oh, you did.
What was his name?
Roland S. Howard.
Yes.
What was his name?
I did.
What thoughts?
Because then what I didn't do is send you. I said I was going to send you recommendations,
yes.
And I didn't do that part.
I think you said you were going to send like Lizzie McAlpine or something.
Oh yeah, I recommend her to everybody. So she's just, everyone should know her, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
In your world, originally you are from Hamilton. You've been in Orthiputi since 2022, and as I mentioned before, you're pretty instrumental in various pockets of the broader music community here. You know, how has being in Orthiputi changed you as a writer, do you think?
I didn't write for about 2.5 years when I was in Dunedin. And I think what it was really good for was being a live performer and then getting a lot of practice playing gigs, playing solo gigs, playing with a band for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started writing again, that kind of informed it a bit more. So I would write. I used to write kind of exclusively songs for me to play on the guitar by myself.
Mm.
But now I kind of visualize them as bigger songs and for a band to play.
Right. So
sometimes.
So you didn't have writer's block or anything while you were here. You were just trying to figure out maybe who you are as a musician before you get back into songwriting.
I think I didn't have ideas and I didn't push myself to sit down and have ideas. I think there's kind of a balance between making time to write and kind of forcing yourself to write a little bit, but also letting yourself have experiences that you write about.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about some of those experiences on this new song very shortly, but first of all, I have an envelope. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Yeah, Becky, you gave me this envelope the other day while I was walking out of work. I had a limp because of my sprained foot. And you've got a zine kind of thing. This is awesome. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I feel sorry for those people who are at home and can't see this. But this is. So did you make this zine all by yourself?
No, so my friend Miller and Connor, they...
Connor Moffat?
Connor Moffat of Critic fame.
The one, the only?
Yes, they helped. Well, they basically did the bulk of it, and then Connor is a design guy, so he knows a thing or two. Mm-hmm. And then I hand wrote everything, or I'd say, Miller, what do you want me to put in there? Or I would bring her my visions, and she would make them make sense.
It's so good, man. I love, there's Thank two bumper you. Stickers. Becca Caffin wrote a song about this. And there's a lovely note. And yeah, I'm definitely going to give this zine a read. And it's cool. It's mean.
Thank you.
I love the film photo quality of all the photos. It's great.
Yeah, we thought you can't go wrong with film photos. So we took a lot of photos to make sure we had
enough
for the zine.
This track, this new track, Lake Day Sun, it's been in the pipeline since 2022. Is the delay any in part to what you were talking about earlier about songwriting and stuff and figuring that out?
Yeah, so at the time that I wrote this song, I'd never released anything.
Mm.
So I had a few things kind of in the pipeline that I knew would come out first. So I put out... and also I was about to move. So we didn't actually finish the song before I moved to Dunedin. So that kind of created some roadblocks. But in 2022, I put out my first EP, and then start of 2024, I put out the second one, which they were all done by early 2022.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I, with this song, I wanted to make a music video, and so that took a long time. And then I got funding for the single, which was awesome, but then I wanted to make sure that I did it justice and, you know, did a cool music video. And then there's also a live version and a live video that are coming out later, and I wanted to make zines. And so all of that stuff just took... It always takes longer than you want it to.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever just, like, release a single right on the table, no video, no promo or anything?
Yeah, I think I would like to. After this was a really cool experience, but a lot goes into it.
Yeah, a lot of mental energy, man.
Yeah, like months and months and months of just thinking about it all the time. So I'd kind of love to, but I think no one would care, you know? It's not like when Beyonce does it. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's totally true. If you you gotta put yourself in the best position possible.
Yeah.
The track itself is about feeling like you're getting left behind. And I feel that all the time, to be honest. I think it's a very, very common experience. But if you're in you're 23, 24, you've got so much time. And I think the track is also self-aware about that, because you kind of tell yourself that on the track. But do you still feel like you're getting left behind a little bit? Just, you know, in terms of, I haven't seen the world yet and I'm still studying whatever.
Absolutely. I think I've always been put quite a lot of pressure on myself to do things, and I'm never as productive as I'd like to be. And I'm 23. I recently turned 23. And yeah, I've wanted to travel and I've wanted to do all these things and I haven't done them. So I think the track has only become more relevant with every passing year. Yeah, so definitely still relate to it. But I try, and people tell me all the time, you have so much time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we, and in general, our generation probably puts a bit too much pressure on ourselves, as it is, because, you know, the economic reality isn't very great, and we have social media where we can compare ourselves to everyone all the time, which isn't good for your mental health. And, you know, we all do that as well. But I noticed something fascinating, because it seems like there's quite a big push and pull between yearning for the future and the past across your work, you know, like on the track Hallways, you talk about missing your high school and living right next to, you know, 6 feet away from your mum's room. And like on this track, you talk about missing your family home and the room that's baked in the late day sun. But then you also want to go see the world too, as we've just discussed. Do you think that... Oh, man. Do you think that learning to enjoy the present is something that is something you might need to do in the near future? Tried to word that in a polite way, because I definitely need to enjoy the present more.
No, definitely. I think I can live in my head a bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something I'm conscious of, and I do try and enjoy things as they're happening.
Mm.
Instead of, like, wish for them after they've happened or before.
Yes, exactly. This is the thing, right? You're always yearning for the permanent past and the permanent future. Like, if you'll be going through the permanent prison, and you won't enjoy the things as they happen. But you'll either look back on them on a day you're feeling like shit and be like, "Oh, I wish I could go back to that," even though in the moment you weren't enjoying it. You know, like it's infuriating. I hate it so much. It's getting to me.
No, definitely.
Oh gosh, are these feelings that we're talking about, are they sort of motivating your eventual travel plans? Can we talk about those?
Yes, I think I got to a point where I was like, right, I'm 23, I want to just do the things that I've always wanted to do, because I can also, I think a lot of people weigh in and say, you know, what's the best thing for your career and what's the best thing, you know, for all these different things. But then I came back to, what do I want to do, like, really, in my heart, I guess. Mm. What do I want to do? And then not what's best financially, not what's best for whatever career opportunity, just what do I want to do?
Spiritually? No.
Yeah.
No, spiritually very rewarding.
Yeah, so that's what has motivated that, I think, is, like, just do it. And then if I hate it, then I can go back and do the other things.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to a lot of people who have traveled around the world, and there's so many different, like, weird little apps and technologies that you can use to help you. Like, there's that house sitting app. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. There's apps that, like, are for travelers traveling around to meet other travelers in the same place to make friends. Like, you know,
so cute.
You can, yeah, like, the world's your oyster. You can do what you want.
My favorite, I did go to Europe when I was 16. I was really lucky I got to go to Europe. Mm-hmm. And there's an app called, I think it's Too Good To Go. And you get food for really cheap on it that is either, like, if a restaurant makes the wrong meal for somebody and then they don't want it, then you can go buy it for really cheap.
True.
Or my favorite thing to do was hotel breakfast. Well, at the end, they'll put something up for, it'll be like €2, and you go and you get a container and you just fill it with, like, all the pastries. And so that's my travel tip.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about the sonics of this thing, because it's a big departure from your previous efforts, which have been much more singer-songwriter, indie folk kind of based. And in terms of the sound, this thing is very piano and string driven. It's quite elegant compared to not to sound like an insult at all. The music is very elegant as well, but compared to guitars, I just have such a soft spot for pianos and strings, man. How was it playing around with these new textures and timbres?
It was really cool, actually. I wrote it with a guy called Christian, and so different producer than anything else that I've done. Mm-hmm. And he has probably a bit more of a pop background. Mm-hmm. But we wrote it on this baby grand piano at Parachute in Studio A, and that's where we wrote the song, which is just a beautiful place to start. Like, pretty much anything you play on that sounds good. And then we both love Lizzie McAlpine, and the album that she put out in 2022 has a lot of rubber bridge guitar, which has quite a different sound than just normal guitar, so it's got a bit of that in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really nice to make something a bit different and to see inside his brain a bit and see how he heard it. And I think it really lends itself to the song, the piano, and the kind of dreamy vibe of the instrumentation.
Yeah, the very nostalgic vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely, completely, man. And another thing that reinforces that is the music video, of which I just found out, and I've seen about half of it. And in the music video, there's this really cute-looking plushie. It's a little like a penguin.
Pingy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the significance of that little penguin?
Pingy is very creatively named, obviously, Pingy the penguin. Is my, like, kind of childhood, older childhood, actually, like, later, not from when I was a baby, but later in my childhood, teddy that I've had for years that comes around with me. He moved to Dunedin with me, moved home with me. Mm-hmm. But I think it, because the song is about that kind of nostalgia and, you know, those little pieces of your childhood that you bring with you, that's why That's why he's in there.
It's very fitting. It was very sweet. I wish I had an equivalent, but unfortunately I don't.
Oh, did you? And then you no longer?
I don't know where it is. I had this little kitty cat from from when I was a kid. I don't know where it is. It tends to happen when you grow old. Stuff just disappears, and it's kind of unfortunate. But, you know, you move on, do new things. This is your first music video. Did it take very long to get comfy on camera?
Not really, to be honest. I think there's a lot of things I have to separate myself from. I was like, whatever. I trust you guys. I trust that the crew are all really great, and I really trust their vision, and they know more about cinematography than me. So if they think it looks good, whatever. I just kind of did my thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It looks
great.
Thank you.
I think it's very, like, the shots are so, they're very satisfying to look at. They're very, like, clean. They're very symmetrical, which I really enjoy. And the sun as well. I mean, who doesn't love a late day sun?
Yeah, our lighting guy really, he did a good job.
Mm-hmm. You, as we mentioned before, you're heading off to another country sometime soon. And I don't know, are you going to be coming back to Otipoti for any other shows before then? Or do you think you will not be returning at any point soon?
I have no plans to at this point, but there's still a good couple of months until I leave. And I love it down there. So
anything could happen, as the queen once said.
as the Queen famously said.
Well, hopefully you come back. It'd be awesome to see you. Otherwise, do you think you have any plans to do any shows up north?
I'd love to. I've never honestly really played up north because COVID was happening around the time that I lived in Auckland and lived in Hamilton. So I haven't really played since I was in high school in Hamilton. So I would love to do like a Hamilton show, Auckland show, that kind of thing.
Yeah, man. Well, you're in the place for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd love to have you, I'm sure. There's big fans up there. thank you for coming on the program. And I want to say or ask, do you have any final thoughts, words of wisdom for our lovely listeners out there?
I want to say thank you to everyone who contributed to the song, because there are always so many more people than you think. And maybe let's all learn to live in the present. That's mainly for myself and probably for you, Zach.
Yes, definitely, man. Definitely. I thank you. I'm going to take that as an affirmation. But thank you so much, Becca. It's a real pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. All right, folks. That was Becca Caffin. We're talking to her about her new track, Lake Day Sun, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to be playing the track right now here on the Big Breakfast program. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by our last guest, Kirsten Morrell, who's coming on to talk about their new track, Hoping and Wishing. Here is Becca Caffin with Lake Day Sun. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked and have lots of fun.
There's a room in my family home that gets flooded by the late day sun, where I used to sleep away the afternoon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.